You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.
The Olympics tonight's for 2 weeks on NBC. Katie Couric and Mike Tirico are your lovely hosts on NBC with other unnecessary reporters and commentary and such. I guess pretty much around the clock. Fallon's off for 2 weeks. I suppose Seth Meyers is too. I'm not sure, but the Fallon show for sure is off. NBC programming on primetime is done for 2 weeks. So it's going to be a lot of stuff on the snow and ice. If you like that, you're in high cotton. If you don't, well, that's why there's Netflix and other choices. If you're watching Netflix, I am, as many folks do, it's just a great escape. The quality of the work, as I mentioned before, as you know, is just incredibly high, magnificent work. And there are so many shows, and I didn't ever, you know, quite understand the concept until I was drawn into it some months back. In the wintertime, you're inside, so you got to find something to watch. Well, these movie channels are a complete and utter waste of time. Why are they still churning out? Home Alone is on almost every day. Almost Christmas is on still. Y'all should check your calendar. The Office Christmas Party, which is totally tacky and awful. But Christmas movies are on constantly. Die Hard's on every day. And I probably have 25 movie channels, and they're all worthless, except for HBO and Showtime, when they have some of their own, you know, stuff on. They're, I guess, Homeland's coming back pretty quick, and HBO has some new shows, and so on. But Netflix has an endless array of shows of all kinds to choose from. They have TV shows, old TV shows from the networks, and the new, you know, and their own shows, and they have movies, and you can watch all this stuff. So I watched, I guess, Bloodlines for almost a week. Then I got into this incredible thing called The Fall. And before I turned into a serial kind of a killer or a murderer because of the influence of these shows. And I also went back and watched season 4 of The Great Dexter. So I figured it was time to change direction before I had the urge to kill and dismember human beings.
And all these lessons on how to refresh in your head.
I've got this all, I mean, it's all down. I understand how to do it now. And with one little push, I could be on the street doing this. But I'll hold myself back because I do have some common sense left. And the idea of jail is not appealing. But anyway, so I chose, and sometimes these, you know, period pieces can be a yawn. The Crown is not. It is incredible to watch this. The royal family, you don't often see inside how all of this works and the behind the scenes doings, and it is an unbelievable piece of work. It is shot I don't know where they did this, but the sets appear to be, you know, right there in the palace, and just some of the scenery and the content and the history involved in this is also great. But it is there are two seasons, 10 shows each. And John Lithgow has already won every award there was for portraying the incredible Winston Churchill. And now I see why. God, he is so fine in this role. And it's the queen going back to when she became the queen when she was, what, 24 or
25? 25.
It's incredible to watch how this went down.
What were you doing at 25? What was I doing?
I was not being the queen. Uh-huh. That all came later. That's a whole different story. But to watch this in that stage in the 50s and to watch Churchill as he aged and all the politics and all the tradition. And the history, and it's a great thing to watch, just for history, just for well-made television, and it is, spellbinding. So if you're, you know, short something to watch, The Crown is on Netflix, 2 seasons, 10 shows each, and it is just remarkable. And there's so many other things too. You know, there's funny stuff, you know, comics and their specials. There are four or five new ones of those. Dave Chappelle is on there. His new stuff is just awesome, as always. So that's just one idea for the weekend. If you can't handle ice skating and bobsledding, Netflix is a thought. In the sports world, all right, here's the deal. I don't know how this stuff works. It's complicated, overly complicated. I do know that I've been watching sports and watching the inner workings of it, and I've seen things and read things and all that. But I don't do it for a living, and therefore it's hard to judging these folks that make these decisions and run these things. It's kind of a treacherous ground. Chris Wallace is a very, very nice man and has been here for a long time. But things have not been going extremely well the past couple of years on his watch. And today, the newspaper, Jeff Calkins, is writing his piece. And all the national guys, ESPN and CBS Sports, and the guys on the air here locally were having conniption. I mean, they were just melting down yesterday over this. Tyreek Evans has been on the trading block for weeks, and it was assumed by everybody in the know that they would he'd be gone, and they would get some picks for him, second round picks, but they would get them and he would be gone. As a matter of fact, for the past 10 days or so, he has not played because why risk getting him hurt and messing up this trade? Well, the deadline came, and many teams made some big trades. The Cavaliers did, and others. But it all came and went, and Tyreek Evans is a Grizzly still. His contract is up at the end of the year, and there were big plans in place. Everybody, there were some deals discussed, and the Grizzlies did not make a deal. Hence the outpouring of anger and frustration by the media and Grizzly fans who are really pissed about this and have written off the Grizzlies and Chris Wallace as not knowing what they're doing. I don't know. I just know that this Chandler Parsons thing was a real mistake. The guy's, he has been hurt. That's his history. He's still hurt. He hasn't played here that much. He's just always hurt. He has bad knees. So it's not a good time to be over there in that front office, I'm sure. And it's hard to be a fan right now because of the missteps that seem to be ongoing. Who knows how this works? People are saying that Wallace ought to be fired today. Tyreek Evans will be back here next year. Marc Gasol will be 34 years old next year. Should he even be here? Should he go? Mike Conley, hurt again, out for the year. So decisions being made by this franchise are in question. And there's also the, part about this team possibly being sold at some point. Mr. Pera, the owner, seems to be, he's an absentee owner. Never here. You don't know how much he's involved or if he is involved in these decisions. But the Tyreek Evans story was a national one, and the allegations are that this team really screwed up in the front office by not getting this guy out of here and getting some picks for him next year. So who knows who's right, but it does seem like that there are some mistakes being made and nobody understands why. But something's going to happen. It has to. This fan base is dwindling. The team is not good. They've won 18 games, 27 to go, and people are pissed. Now, the media isn't always right. God knows that. But in this case, when everybody out there, yesterday these guys were beside themselves on the radio here, and these guys do know their, basketball and how this stuff works. So you have to pay attention a little bit to this and see that it's a screw-up. Josh Pastner was universally adored in this town just for the man he was. For the coach he was, he was young. He replaced John Calipari, a legend. He had a good couple of years, And then things began to go south a little bit. And the team got worse. And it just got kind of ugly. There seemed to be a disconnect between Josh as a human being and the young men he was trying to recruit and coach. It didn't work out. And so I guess he was grateful to get the F out of here. And Tiger fans and the media here wanted him gone and had a party when he left, which seemed a bit rude. So Josh goes down to Georgia Tech. He has been in this room and was in this room a number of times, and we talked off the air in his early years about his job and about compliance. And that's what these coaches have to worry about. The NCAA and their rules and their this never-ending, detailed and tedious and nuanced stuff, much of it stupid, that has to be done to, you know, just to be in compliance and all of that. So they've lightened up on some of those rules. The point is, I guess earlier this year, because he went down there and he was the coach of the year in the ACC, I guess it was, last year. So he was recruiting well and doing well. And last year, I guess it was, I can't keep up, and the story is long and complicated. There were allegations of cheating. Two players were involved. And this guy named, his name is Ron Bell, an associate of Josh, and an adult female were involved. They came forward and said, yes, we did some things that were inappropriate to recruit these young men. And the school is who turned themselves in. They said, yeah, we messed up, and so on and so forth. So this pretty much went by the wayside. There were no penalties that I'm aware of, but they were accused of doing some things inappropriate with two players, and they copped to it and said, yeah, we did, and we're sorry. And so next, impermissible benefits is what it's called. And so Josh was still there, and this dude, Ron Bell, I guess was not around. He had a drug problem or something. And so the point is that Mr. Bell and this lady, is she even named here? Yesterday, she has filed suit and accused Josh Pastner of sexual misconduct, allegations that he masturbated in front of her in a hotel room. In 2016, ahead of a Tigers game in Houston. That is an ugly allegation. I believe that anybody in this town that ever knew Josh or was around him, that to me seems to be the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. And this looks to me like that Mr. Bell and this chick are trying to get back at him because they came out of this deal not looking too good. They were the people charged with the improprieties that got Tech into this spot in the first place. And so now they're trying to blackmail and extort Pastner and his family. Josh issued some kind of a statement. And this is really unbelievable. And I don't believe this for a second. So this lady, in this current environment and the climate of sexual misconduct and allegations from Hollywood to, I mean, everywhere, is taking her chance at a, you know, money grab by accusing Josh Pastner of doing something highly inappropriate to her or with her. And nobody believes it for a second. This is in the paper today, not front page, you know, fourth page back, I guess. It made the news this morning. I hope it goes away. I cannot believe this is true, and nobody else will either. They're trying to get some money. They're pissed off. So it's blackmail time. So anyway, I hope that this one is, you know, kind of dismissed and buried quickly. That is no good.
There's no way.
There's, I mean, this, I it's, I just cannot imagine that. Just the times that anybody up here ever dealt with him, any of you out there that ever dealt with him, the things he did, the man he was the straightest guy. He was a just a family man, a straight guy. He was so white, he was clear, That might have been one of his problems with these, young kids from the streets that he was not on the same wavelength with. But that's a whole, that's kind of old news. But to allege that he did something like that, Josh Pastner no more pulled out his wiener in front of somebody than the man in the moon. No. It's just absurd. So these people, man, people are vindictive and greedy and want a paycheck. And this one, I hope, is dismissed and laughed at and goes away quickly. Cavaliers made an incredibly big trade yesterday. I guess the only people that can play now for the team, well, it's down to LeBron James. So it'll be 5-on-1 when the Cavaliers play again. They dumped Isaiah Thomas, Channing Frye, first round pick to the Lakers. They got a couple of dudes back, three-team deal. I don't know. This is a mess. All the experts believe that that James will end up with the Lakers next year. So the Cavaliers, who we all assumed would be back in the playoffs this year, not so much. They got a real mess up there. And so it's LeBron and a bunch of new guys he doesn't know playing out the rest of the season. That's a mess. And there were some more trades made, but you don't care. If you do, look it up somewhere else. The 49ers just signed the young man who was the backup to Tom Brady with the Patriots for years. And he was the heir apparent to that gig in New England when Brady retired when he turns about 50 years old. Jimmy Garoppolo, a handsome young man, a really, really good quarterback, went to San Fran earlier this year. And I bet they are wishing they hadn't done that now. They went 5-0 with him. The team sucked. Then he got there and lit it up. They went 5-0 with him. They just signed this young man. He's 26, 27, perhaps. I'm not sure about that. A 5-year contract, $138 million. Do the math. 5 years, that's about $27 million a year, something like that. Wow. 5 years. He is the new quarterback of the Niners, and that is a gigantic deal. So good for him. And boy, the Patriots, I wonder if they're saying, oops, we messed up. So that was in the news. The Eagles had their big parade yesterday in Philly. Millions turned out. I bet they were peeing and puking and fighting in the streets. Great. Go for it. They won. That's over. Next. Baseball teams report to camp next week.
Yay.
That's really an uplifting thought. Just the sounds, the smells of the game return. Ah, yes. Bring it back. NBA last night. Orlando won. Toronto won. Boston wins. Portland, Golden State. The Lakers beat OKC. Tigers play Sunday. I've stopped paying attention to any of this. But check your local listings for times, stations, and who's playing where. Next, email address, mail at drakeinthemorning.com. Wes has many, many wonderful comments, I'm sure.
I guess. Scotty wrote in saying, Jimmy G, the San Francisco quarterback, somebody gets $90 million guaranteed for 7 starts in the NFL. That's craziness in my book.
Well, $90 million guaranteed, and if he performs as he has, that's why that is just one more little reason why people have stopped and they hate the NFL and hate sports in general. This dude plays 5 games and they give him that kind of dough. What if he breaks his leg in game 1 next year? Then what do you do? Yeah. $90 million guaranteed and they got to pay it. Hence the word guaranteed. What if he starts to just, what if, that's why this is all just out of control.
Not bad for a 26-year-old.
26 years old, a handsome kid, really good. I hope he does great.
from Eric. He says, your beginning, the beginning intro for your show is absolutely beautiful. Is there a soundtrack where I could get it? I guess.
What intro?
I think he's talking about the anthem and the pledge going into the anthem. And that's the, we don't have it available for anyone to download, but it's the Phoenix Boys Choir
National Anthem. Just tape it off the air.
If you have a cassette player, yeah,
just,
sure.
Just tape it off.
Hold
the
your
air.
Phone up to it. You
yeah,
can do it that way.
Yeah, I found that version years ago. Like Wes just said, it's the Boys Choir from Phoenix.
Phoenix Boys Choir.
And the pledge, I don't know where that came from.
And we found that as a public domain, just recording of kids reading the, doing the pledge.
We've used that for years. Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Leonard says, I've been the Redheaded Stranger. I've been revisiting this masterpiece lately and was going to request a song from it. So thank you. How about a little taste of Time for the Preacher, pretty please?
Once you go by the record, I already played you one. Don't get pushy. Yeah, this morning's theme was Eyes. And you cannot play Eyes without playing Blue Eyes, Crying in the Rain. Thanks, Willie. I hope he's not real sick. He's canceled all of his dates for this month because he has the flu. And when old dudes get the flu, you can start to worry.
And so on, Gary says, you're talking about the death of Mickey Jones. He was also in the original Total Recall. It was one of his many, many movies.
God, he was in so many things.
Two-sentence conversation with Arnold.
He always played some, you know, biker, some badass dude that would you know, just kind of pull up and find a pool stick and beat somebody with it and then leave. or he played some, you know, comedy roles. But this guy was in so much stuff over the years. Look at this snow in Chicago. Man, they can have it. If you're flying today, call ahead because O'Hare is going to be closed. Detroit's going to be a mess. They are canceling flights left and right. So if you have a connect at O'Hare, you're screwed. Check ahead.
This one, we talked about the Best Buy stores dropping CDs and how they compared to vinyl. This one from Jay says, vinyl is just a whole lot better. I've even convinced my friends to get a vinyl player. I play my damaged ones and remember when it's going to skip. And these are my birthday presents from my husband last year. It's one of them is Robert Plant's new album, Catching Fire, on vinyl.
Uh-huh.
So they're still out there. They're still available.
You know, it is so odd to me, though, to reflect back on the beginning of that. And how they had the entire world, you know, totally convinced that the sound quality was so much, you know, it was just advanced. It was so clear. You could hear every little teeny thing. And everybody bought into it. Well, you know, 30 years on, you understand that that really isn't the case.
No, Neil Young was out at the forefront of the opponents of that. He never liked digital whatsoever and always was loudly proclaiming otherwise in the face of opposition.
And it turns out that the records sound a lot more, you know, clear and you hear more on the vinyl. So they sold us that wolf ticket and we keep buying into crap just because they say so. They being whatever the dark side is out there. It's
marketers.
Everywhere. Yeah.
Shane says, vinyl doesn't expire. CDs become defective over the years. Well,
so does vinyl.
Yeah, vinyl will wear out and scratch. That's why people had to buy multiple copies of Born to Run.
I went through at least two copies of Born to Run, so that's a fact.
No, just because they wear out.
Yep.
Jennifer says, I heard y'all talking about medical marijuana yesterday on my way to work. Did you know that CBD oil from hemp is a healthy alternative and is legal in all 50 states? It's out there. I had to look it up. There's some controversy about it being.
What does it do to you?
It's the same sort of thing that medical marijuana and their oils are supposed to do, but the allegations are it's not as effective as medical marijuana.
Uh-huh.
So.
Okay. Well, should we try it and find out?
I guess we should. First, let's develop a condition.
Okay.
Okay, that's accomplished.
Yes, I have an upset tummy.
Yes, and then someone bring us one of each, and we'll try it out.
Okay.
Let's see. This one just came in and said, I worked as a police officer during Pastner's tenure and responded to a crash he was involved in and can't sing his praises high enough. He was a stand-up guy, polite, and a great guy. It really irritates me to hear that POS taking his name through the mud. Hopefully he's taken care of more now than the city took care of him.
Well, you know, we have been fooled before in our life by people that we trusted and thought were really, you know, good to the core. And we loved them and thought they were just, and they had our, you know, highest respect. And then people tend to let you down. And there's always somebody who disappoints you. I cannot in my wildest imagination see any scenario by which Josh Pastner would I mean, he just wouldn't do that. This is a complete, this is a total attempt to make him look bad, to get some money, and I'm sure he's embarrassed, but knowing that he's not guilty, I guess, is his saving grace. He has a wife and, what, two kids, and I would just be blown away. There's no tape of this. There's no proof. This bitch just wants some money.
And D-Mize wrote in saying, thought I'd mention, since you played some Clapton yesterday, the new Eric Clapton film documentary is showing up this weekend on Showtime. So if you've got that Saturday at 8, it's Life in 12 Bars.
EC's story is pretty interesting. A book of his life that came out some years back is incredible. Because he is so soft-spoken and a man of few words. So when you see him on the screen or, you know, if he writes a book, that's as good as it gets, and I'll look forward to that this weekend. Thank you, Mr. Mize.
So anything else you want to share with us, please go ahead and do that. mail@drakeinthemorning.com is our email address. Taking them in all the time.
If you've got some car issues, everybody do at times. My wife's Jeep is going to Allen's Automotive at some point. Wait to hear from him about that. All of our cars go to Allen's, have for a long, long time. He's been over in Whitehaven on Winfield for 30-plus years, taking care of the cars of many, many people. He's made some new friends over the past decade, and they keep coming back to him because once you meet him and see how he works, he's the only guy you'll want to use ever again. Allen's Automotive is at 51 on Winfield, yellow and blue operation. The building is there, and they're working right now on somebody's car, probably two or three at once. So stop by. He's on Facebook, too, for some more comments about how good his work is. And he has his own site also on the internet, allensautocenter.com. 332-3279 is that phone number. Go see Allen, and he and his guys will take care of your car needs, small, large, whatever they is, he will do it for you. Thank you, Mr. Allen, and go see the boy and take care of him. We'll come back and check the dumb asses of the day after we do this break.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.